Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KM56 Ninja in the place to be for Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We started off WrestleMania weekend with Stand and Deliver 2024, Vic Booker and Wade Barrett on commentary. Oh, man, I got so happy when Wade was there. Great metaphor intro. Just an overall awesome fucking show. I was wrong on a couple picks, especially this first one for the NXT Tag Team Championships. I said the Wolf Dogs were not going to walk away with those championships because they took on Axiom and Nathan Frazier. I thought those two were going to get those titles and we can have Braun and Baron move on to the main roster as the Wolf Dogs. I thought that would be cool, but no, they retained the championship, so I was wrong on this pick. But man, you talk about a tag team match, man. And this just set the tone for the rest of the show. And it's really hard for me to be like, oh, this is my favorite match. This is my favorite match. And so the next match for the NXT North American Championship, Obafemi versus Dijak versus Josh Briggs. These three went to town. There's a great spot where Oba picked up Dijak and Josh on his shoulders. And I was like, holy shit. So many holy shit moments in this show as well. But I was wrong. I picked Dijak for the win in my picks and predictions, and it was Obafemi that retained the championship. Rightfully so, because I listened to the commentary, and they're like, yeah, who is going to dethrone Obafemi? So I'm like, we're going to build this monster heel to be like Gunther. I think he's going to be the Gunther of NXT with that championship. But great match, man. Really, really great match. And they announced, Ava has announced that there will be a women's NXT North American Championship, and I was like, oh, the potential of matches, because I feel like this title carries a lot of weight of awesome matches to it. I really do. I really think so, because every North American Championship match I've seen, I've always really enjoyed, and I enjoyed this triple threat right here for that title. So I now that I know there's a women's NXT North American Championship on the way, it's going to be banging. Son, they're probably going to do a tournament. Who knows, or to the next pay-per-view. So let's get it going. Next up, JC, Kiana, Izzy versus Thea, Jordan, and Fallon. Oh, man, I didn't have a pick and predictions for this match because it wasn't even a thing until they announced it on NXT. But, man, I golf clap. Golf fucking clap. This might be my match of the night because these six women really took it to a whole nother level, man. And what was crazy is that after everything was said and done and Thea and Jordan and Fallon got the win, Fallon looked pissed. You know, Thea and Jordan are celebrating, but Fallon looked really pissed off. So I'm wondering what happened in the match, or was she overshadowed by something, or did she not get in everything she wanted to get in? Because if you watch this match, and it is a great match from start to finish, because they just go. Look at Fallon Henley's face at the end. She just looks pissed off, so something happened. And I'm curious, like, And next up, the NXT Women's Championship match, Lyra versus Roxanne Perez. I was right on this one. Roxanne walked out with that championship. That crowd was all for it, too. You know, 16,545 of that crowd was for Roxanne Perez to get the championship she never lost. And she made Lyra tap out. Tatum Paxley came out too, tried to help Lyra, but that wasn't the case. So Roxanne Perez, congratulations. And I cannot wait to see this title reign as a heel. So keep that in mind. NXT Championship, Ilya Dragunov versus Tony D'Angelo. You talk about a back and forth battle. A brawl, a fight between Tony and Ilya. The family's on the outside cheering Tony on, you know, and Tony came short and Ilya Dragunov retained the championship. So I was right about this one. And hopefully this builds to Trick and Ilya Dragunov for the championship. And Trick Williams takes that championship from Ilya because I feel like he really deserves this. So then we go backstage with Lyra and Tatum's like, hey, Lyra, what's going on? And then Lyra's pissed. She's mad. Of course she is. And in between here and there, metaphor was great. Great host. They had a great intro. They had some great segments. And then when they announced the 16,545 fans that are there, I mean, that's crazy. WWE is on fire because they're booking things correctly. And I'm wondering if, like, you know, it's just crazy to me. Just being like, man, we're living in a day and age. Even The Rock said it. Pro wrestling is fucking cool. And then during the countdown show, they had Sean Spears versus Joe Gacy. I didn't pick a winner on that, but Joe Gacy got the win. I was like, oh, over Sean Spears. Interesting. Interesting. And during the NXT Women's Championship match is Julia. Hope I said that right. So she's from Stardom, from Japan and everything like that. I'm not familiar with her work, so now I want to do my homework. And because a lot of people are making a big deal about it on X. So I was like, oh, okay, I don't know who this is, but I'm willing to do the homework. So she is NXT now. So, and she was sitting with William Regal, which was like, yay. Now, the meats and potatoes of the show. The match we wanted to see, Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes. It delivered. It stood and stand and delivered to my ears, to my eyeballs. I had such a good time with this match. But Trick Williams got the win. Much deserved win. And now what happens with Carmelo Hayes? I think Carmelo Hayes is going to slowly go back up to the main roster and be there from now on. But Trick Williams got the win. But you talk about a battle between brothers. When Carmelo's, you know, when he does the jersey thing and whatnot, putting the jerseys in the rafters, when the jersey dropped with Trick's name on it, I got goosebumps. I was like, oh, man, that is fucking awesome. And I was just like, oh, this is going to be so great. And it was. Trick got the win. That's it. That's all. Stand and deliver 2024. 5 out of 5. So WrestleMania night 1 and night 2 has a lot to live up to. And my match of the night? Oh, man. JC Jane, Kiana Izzy versus Thea Jordan and Fallon Henley. Next up, Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes. And, oh, God, they're all so good. Even the tag team matches were good. So this whole show, man, it's really hard to pick, man. But go check it out. Drop your comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share it to grandma. Share it to grandma. Share the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself the sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Oh, no way. No way.